This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:49 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrul and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from our news team. So today we're looking at the story where the UK competition watchdog is probing the wedding sector. This is over alleged breaches of the law linked to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, so many businesses are reportedly taking advantage of their customers' misfortune over cancelled weddings during the pandemic. What the businesses are doing, they are refusing to issue a refund for services which they did not provide. So an investigation by consumer body Which, they found that venue operators are trying to pocket advance payments, while some of them are also allegedly imposing a cancellation fee of up to, guess how much, 80% of the total cost of the event. In fact, this seems to be a problem in most countries because people here in Malaysia are also facing the same issue. So in March, there was a report of a 32-year-old banker saying he may lose about 100,000 ringgit because their pre-wedding ceremony and dinner reception was actually due to be held the week of the first phase of the MCO.
Wow.
Yeah. And at that time of the report, he said he was actually negotiating with the florists, the musicians, the caterers and other vendors for refunds or hopefully to try and reschedule their services. But thankfully, I mean, he did manage to get the hotel hosting the dinner reception to reschedule it to another date.
Well, I think I'm going to consider twice before I, you know, start to thinking about a big wedding.
Yeah, it's quite nuts, right? If that's 80% of the cost in the UK, can't imagine what it's like here. And it's having to deal with different vendors at the same time. If you are struggling with these refund issues, if you've booked an event lately, if you have booked caterers, you can't seem to get your money back, we'd like to hear from you. You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK has announced a probe into this problem. They also believe the complaints they've received so far are just the tip of the iceberg.
That's right. So the authorities, they basically narrowed down three sectors as the biggest culprits when it came to consumer rights, refunds and excessive price hikes. And one of the three sectors was weddings. The other two were holiday accommodation followed by nurseries and childcare providers. In fact, out of five complaints received by the COVID-19 task force, four of them accounted for cancellations and refunds, which shows how serious the problem is. I mean, I really hope that the authorities will look into this to find a win-win solution, regardless where it is, because this is actually happening at a time where people are already struggling financially. You know, they're also losing their jobs and whatnot. And then you get told that tens of thousands in deposit money just went down the drain like that for a wedding that actually didn't happen. That can be really devastating. But this question does come to me, you know, since the businesses themselves are also struggling, do you think it's justified that they pocket the money, considering it was already paid to them?
Oh, I don't think so. You know, if you're asking for a personal opinion, no, I don't think so. Because it's tough, right? This isn't, and I can empathize with the businesses that have and were expecting like such landfalls and probably were living like on project to project, deal to deal. But at the same time, you're also, I guess, it's also a responsibility as a business for you to hopefully deal better with your consumers, customers, if you can, like maybe do a separate arrangement saying that, well, if you can't host it, we'd like to postpone it. But maybe you can hold the deposit until you feel like you're ready to host that event again. But yeah.
Yeah, and I think that will certainly, you know, help build a relationship with customers, you know, when you're accommodating like that. And who knows, it could spread to other people and there could be recommendations in the future. So on another note, back home on Bursa Malaysia, Boosted Holdings shares were trending this afternoon. What's happening there, Sabrina?
So the counter jumped as high as 18% earlier today. And this actually follows news of an offer made by Lembaga Tabung Angkatan Tentera, or LTAT, to take the company private. So LTAT basically holds a 59% stake in Boosted, and it is now reportedly considering a proposal to privatise the company at 80 sen a share. So at close today, Boosted was 10% higher at 69.5 sen.
Sabrina, thanks for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's Krung Bin, People Everywhere, Still Alive. Keep it here. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.